friends, it's Jaycee here. Welcome back to episode of Life Lessons. Today, we are going to be doing another daily devotionals with Jaycee. And, so first I'm going to be reading the adult Jesus calling, enjoying his peace in his presence. And then I'm going to be reading the kids version, Jesus calling 365 devotions for kids. And yeah, but before we begin, please check out my website, my new website, and linked in the description down below. And yeah, so let's get started. Okay, so today we are going to be reading January 23rd, of course. And so at the bottom it has some verses. Today there's four of them. I'm going to be reading one of them. And today I encourage you guys to go read Deuteronomy 31:6. 1 Peter 3:4. I'm going to be reading 2 Corinthians 4:6-7. And you guys can go read 2 Corinthians 12:9. And if you happen to have this book at home, I encourage you to follow along. And yeah, so we shall begin. It's all right to be human. When your mind wanders while you are praying, don't be surprised or upset. Simply return your attention to me. Share a secret smile with me, knowing that I understand. Rejoice in my love for you, which has no limits or conditions. Whisper my name in love, in loving contentment, assured that I will never leave you or forsake you. I don't know how to say that word. These peaceful intercludes abundantly throughout your day. This practice will enable you to attain a quiet and gentle spirit, which is pleasing to me. As you live in close contact with me, the light of my presence filters through you to bless others. Your weakness and woundedness are the openings through the light of the knowledge of my glory shines forth. My strength and power show themselves most effective in your weakness. And so now we are going to read the kids version. And they are basically the same, just in the kids one, it like gives more examples. And yeah, okay. So our key verse is 2 Corinthians 4:6. God said once again, "Let the light shine out the darkness." And this is the same God who made his light shine in our hearts. He gave us light by letting us know the glory of God that is in the face of Christ. And so I know that a lot. If you haven't checked out the other episodes, I would highly recommend that. Because I know that you guys know that a lot, that I talk about being the light in the dark. In the darkness, and we are going to get further on with that after I read this rest of the part. It's okay to be human. If your mind wanders while you are praying, don't be surprised or upset. Simply turn your thoughts back to me, and you know that I understand. Don't let your prayer time be the only time you think about me. Take your time throughout your day, just whisper my name. Just say a simple prayer of thanks. Smile as you think about how much I love you. That is worship. Making these moments of worship a part of your day will create in you a gentle and quiet spirit, and that makes me very happy. As you grow closer to me, the light of my love will shine through you. Those around you will see it and be blessed. And again, I encourage you to read on your own Deuteronomy 31:6, 1 Peter 3:4, 2 Corinthians 4:2-7. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And so what this is really saying, I'm referring back to both of these. And I like to read the kids one because I feel like it gives a better explanation, like a better example. And yeah, so it's, I know like I talk about being the light in the darkness a lot, but today we are going to dive a little bit deeper about like what that actually means. So being the light in the darkness, like, okay, so if you're in a really, like, dark room, and you turn on your flashlight and it just spreads. It drives out the darkness. When it does that, like it makes the darkness no more, if that makes sense. And so imagine this, like Jesus being your flashlight, and the sins and bad things in the world being the darkness. And Jesus drives out the darkness. He saves us from the scary darkness. And one way that we can help Jesus be the light of the world, well, he is the light of the world. When we can like be a light for others is by sharing the gospel, like asking, praying, worshiping, and all that stuff. And yeah, so that is all we have for today, friends. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please check out my new website, linked in the description below. You can check out my brother's podcast, Children's Trials, my cousin's podcast, Gracia Books and More, my cousin's YouTube channel, GG Tutorials, and we'll see you next time. Have a great week. Have fun. Stay positive. Bye.